USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress is expected to send a coronavirus relief bill to President Trump tonight as part of a larger bill to fund the federal government through the end of the fiscal year. Part of that package is a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says getting those direct payments was something the president had wanted in the bill. He tells CNBC that the stimulus payments should begin to go out after Christmas.
There are still parts of the economy that are particularly hard hit. As you know, we've been working on for months additional money for those parts of the economy, and we couldn't be more pleased that we got this done in time for the end of the year. The president wanted direct payments, so we will be sending out next week direct deposit. I expect we'll get the money out by the beginning of next week. $2,400 for a family of four, so much needed relief just in time for the holidays.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Hyundai. Car care is essential, and regular maintenance can improve the performance of your vehicle and save you money. Hyundai is making it much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary basic maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal factory scheduled maintenance intervals for 3 years, or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's Best Warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
Complimentary Maintenance is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better ownership experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
Many nations have reduced or cut off travel with the UK over a new strain of coronavirus that is quickly spreading through England. Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and India are among the nations that have enacted some restrictions on travel to or from the United Kingdom. But what does a new variant mean in the fight against COVID? Admiral Brett Garrard says right now there's no way to know if the new strain has made it to the US. The Assistant Secretary of Health tells CNN that there's no evidence that the current vaccines won't work against the new strain.
It is not any more lethal or any more dangerous than the normal coronavirus. No evidence to suggest that, no reason to believe it. There is also no evidence to suggest, nor reason to believe, that it would evade our vaccines that we have right now. Remember, our vaccines develop antibodies against multiple parts of that spike protein, not just one that's the mutated one. So we are very encouraged about that, but of course we have a lot of work to do to understand this more fully.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC has released a list of people who they say should be next in line for a COVID vaccine. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A federal panel is recommending that people 75 years and older, as well as teachers, firefighters, and grocery store workers, should be next in line for coronavirus vaccines. That's not sitting well with some, though, who say the vaccine should be distributed to minorities and people of color first. As far as why he believes race is always brought into things, Republican Congressman-elect Burgess Owens says,
well, it's real simple. That's the way the left rolls. It's always about division. Why don't we just go ahead and we have those are most at risk, our elderly, those who truly need to have some type of vaccine, some kind of protection. Let's take care of them first. And then, I heard by the end of January, that could be all done with. That could be taken care of. We get back to normal. And at the end of the day, what should younger people be thinking about? Making sure those who are older, those who are more at risk, are taken care of. That's the American way.
Owen, speaking there on Fox and Friends, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And NFL Hall of Famer Kevin Green has died. Green played 15 seasons in the NFL, was a 5-time Pro Bowl selection, a 2-time All-Pro selection, and ranks 3rd all-time in career sacks. His 160 ranked behind only Bruce Smith and Reggie White. Green was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2016. He was 58. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.